Welcome to the November 2013 edition of Movie Day Ladies. Our first movie today we watched was RoboCop, the 1987 version, the first one, starring Peter Weller and Nancy Allen, some other people, who we also realized that Nancy Allen was in Carrie, but that's an aside. Anyway, we thought we should watch this because the new one is coming out in 2014, so why not see what it's all about? Basically, it's about the future in Detroit when it's old Detroit, or it could be kind of like the present now, but in the 80s it was the future where Detroit is taken over by like crime and cops get killed all the time. So they make this hybrid robot slash cop who got killed in the line of duty, and he is now mostly, they tried to erase his memory, and now he's getting revenge on the people who killed him because he can kind of remember. So that's a basic plot line of RoboCop. What are our best parts?
I was pleasantly surprised about the storyline. It actually was kind of interesting. And like G said, that it kind of relates to today. So I guess watching an older movie that has actually almost come true was kind of interesting. So I think that was my best part.
Well, I think he did a good job, Weller, with the way he did his movements and things as being the, I guess you'd say, kind of a robot. So that was good. And I kind of liked the music when they brought it on at times when he was, you know, they kind of dramatized it even more with the music that they had. So I liked that too.
It was very 80s music in an amazing sort of way.
Of course. Yes, it was. But it fit the movie.
My best part, it was probably the basic storyline I thought was interesting. And I agree with M that it's kind of funny now watching it because Detroit's kind of gone to be nowhere. So it's sort of interesting. So, yeah, that'd be my best part. What are our worst parts?
I'm trying to take into consideration when it was made, but the acting and the script monologue was bad. You had to keep trying to get over it. And of course, right now we're used to such good technology with movie, what's portrayed in movies as far as robots and stuff. So that kind of ruins it when you watch these older ones. So my worst parts would be that. Although it's hard to say it's my worst because they couldn't help it. That's all they could do back then.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Well, I think it was in '80s, so they had to have the brief breast, you know, that you saw that, and we had to have some of the words that didn't have to be in there, but it was like I've got to put this in, or we've got to see this, because it was almost like you had to do it. And then you went on with the movie, and
don't forget about the guy peeing.
And of course the guy peeing.
Or twice. There are a couple bathroom exactly. Scenes. Those are V's favorite scenes. Yes. Men peeing.
Yeah, they're right. Blah. And I always wondered, did they wash their hands? And I don't know in this one. I didn't see yes or no. But anyway.
I think there's mostly no in this one.
Yeah, it looked like it to me. But anyway. So some of those things that they just kind of had to stick in there because we got to make it, you know, we got to have these words in there and we got to have a bare breast and we have to have the peeing, all that stuff, you know, it's like, oh, please. You know, we can do well without it. So that was the worst part.
Gratuitous stuff.
Okay. My worst part is that it kind of felt like the beginning to a movie. Like, I don't know. Like, when it was over, I was kind of like, this should have happened, like, in the first act instead of kind of spreading it out. Because there could have been a lot more to it. Like, I get it, but it just seems sort of like,
was it more of a setup? More of a setup for another.
Maybe there'll be more in Robo 2.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how good the sequels are. I don't think he's in the sequels. Maybe he's
is that
in the
a sequel, though, or is that just a remake? Is that a sequel or a remake?
No, they made three of them to start, and now it is a remake that they're making. So they had, like, RoboCop 1, 2, and 3. And I know for sure he wasn't in the third one. Holy cow, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Really?
So let me go back. Yeah. So he was in the first one. Oh, he was in RoboCop 2 in 1990, but I don't think he was in the third one. So
it might be interesting to see that. I actually thought, well, I have seen it probably more than once, but it was been a long time. And I actually thought it was better now than I think I thought before. So I'm not sure why.
Hmm. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, maybe that's the, yeah. I guess that's me too.
All right, so what would our ratings be?
You know, this is really hard, but I'm leaning on a 6. I mean, it was good for when it was made. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd give it a 6.5 for sure. I'm feeling that that's a reasonable score or rating, I guess I'd say.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 6 too. It was okay. Kind of, I don't know.
Of course you don't like.
Yeah, I don't like action movies so much, but it had its moments of... The concept was good, just some of the way they carried it out. I got a little bored, but yeah. It was okay. So, 6.5, 6, and 6. All right, so would we recommend people to watch this?
I think so, because it's kind of a... I wouldn't say classic, but
classic 80s action movie.
It's just, a typical 80s movie. Yeah. And it helps you appreciate the modern day technology.
Yeah, I guess I think I would, because I was thinking, even when we were thinking about watching, I thought, oh, I don't know. And then we watched it, I was kind of glad we did. So I'd say, yeah, I would recommend it.
I'd recommend it to people who like action movies. Yeah. I don't know. It's okay.
I feel like the music. And the few of the phrases that he said, of course, are somewhat memorable, I guess.
I'd buy that for $1.
You're coming with me, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Get it right.
Oh, sorry.
V.
I'm sorry, but so that phrase wasn't exactly in my head.
Well, you were close. So anyway, so that was the 1987 version of RoboCop, and the next one is coming out in 2014. So we'll probably go to it, and then you can hear what we think about that one. Ooh, okay. Our second movie was The Hangover, starring Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis, and who else is in this movie? Justin Bartha, Ed Helms, Heather Graham. Anyway, Hangover. Basically, people go to Vegas for their friend's bachelor party, and they wake up the next morning and they've been roofied, so they can't remember anything that happened. And they've lost the groom. So they spend the whole movie trying to piece back the evening and find the groom. So that is the basic plot line. What are our best parts?
Best part, even though it was really, really stupid, I thought it was funny. So the whole concept was kind of funny in a way. It's really hard to pick a best part. So I guess the humor, kind of, sure.
I think the one that was a dentist. I thought he did a good job. I thought he was funny.
Ed Helms.
Yeah, that's who it was. I thought his part was pretty good. I think he did it well.
I like Bradley Cooper, but I just kind of like him. And there are some funny parts, I guess. But I like Bradley Cooper, so that's my best part. Worst parts.
This may sound funny, but the worst part was the humor also. I don't know. To me, it's a guy's movie. They have guys type of humor. So That was my worst part.
I would say I wouldn't have had to watch the pictures at the end. That was the worst part. That was kind of not necessary in my view. That would be my worst part.
But then you find out what happens.
I know. Well, shame on them.
Shame, shame, shame.
And I didn't think the guy that took him and kidnapped Doug, that part was a little bit overdone too. I thought that was a little bit ridiculous. I think it was funny.
No. My worst part is some of the stuff I didn't think was funny. Like, it did get kind of juvenile and boy humor and that sort of stuff. And I just don't think, like, penises are funny. But that's just me. Just me. I mean, I'm just going to stop talking. You know what I mean?
So we're laughing.
Yeah, now we're laughing because we're making the joke. Anyway, so what are our ratings?
To be truthful, it's hard to rate this because I fell asleep.
That tells you it right there. That tells you it right there.
I'll give it a 5.
Okay. Yeah, that's a gift, but I'd say 5 too.
Yeah, I'd probably say 5. I mean, it's okay to watch once, and if you're in the mood for, like, some really stupid comedy, like, I'd give it a 5. I guess, so would we recommend... Should people watch it? I'm not sure. There's a difference between watching and actually saying, yes, we think you should definitely run out and watch this movie. What would you say?
Sure. If you're in the right mood, go ahead. Watch it.
I guess. Whatever. I guess so. I don't know. Whatever. I have no opinion on that because it's kind of not bad, but not good.
Yeah, I agree. If you're into kind of guy comedies, you probably like it. That's about all. So, all right, that's The Hangover. Okay, our third movie is Adore, starring Naomi Watts and Robin Wright. And it's about a couple of women who are best friends as children, and they grow up and they have kids and stuff, and then they fall in love with each other's son. Whoops, yes. V says whoops. And it's kind of like the turmoil of that and how could something like that possibly work out in, like, polite society and that sort of stuff. So that is the basic plot line. So what are our best parts?
The best part was the scenery. That's all I can say.
it was in Australia, so it did have very beautiful beaches.
Yes, very beautiful.
You know, I think I'll go along with that, M. That's about what I would say, too.
Okay, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I kind of liked it.
Okay, what does that say about her?
I thought that it kept my interest the whole time. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I kept waiting for, like, a typical thing to happen. Like, and it never really did. Because the first point, I was like, this seems like it could be, like, you know, a Lifetime original movie. Like, my best friend's son or something like that. Because I think there was one like that. But it I didn't know what was going to happen. And I thought it was sort of interesting. Okay, worst parts.
Well, for one thing, it was way too slow. It just drug on, and it's just sick. I'm sorry. It was sick. I'm sure something like this happens in real life, but I don't need to know about it. I just don't need to see it in a movie. Thank you very much.
Well, I thought it was interesting, but I think the worst part was the fact that there was the, I think it was a little bit too graphic, especially with old and young people together like that. It just was kind of that I didn't like. If they would have done it in private, it would have been a little bit better. But that to me was a little bothersome, and I'm not sure why. But it just didn't. It just didn't. I didn't care for that part, I guess.
My worst part, it was a little slow moving. And that was probably, well, there's some stuff in it that are like my plot points that I didn't exactly like or were kind of frustrating, if you will. But I don't really want to say them because, you know, I won't give anything away. But so, yeah, it's a little slow. And I could see why people don't like it because it is kind of taboo and racy. So, okay, what's our ratings?
Well, I'm kind of caught because some of it, I understand what you were saying about part of it that you, that was, it was interesting. And maybe if the whole concept hadn't been the way it was, there's parts of it that are nowadays, you know, stuff happens, but with the age thing. But so I would have to say, I'm going to give it a, it's kind of difficult. I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Now, if it was two dudes that were older, would that bother you as much? Because that happens all the time.
It wasn't the age thing.
No.
It was the fact that they'd known these kids since they were babies. Come on. It was like their own sons. They might as well have had sex with their sons.
Huh. Maybe it's because I don't have kids. I don't totally Or maybe it's I'm not old enough to have grown.
I think the age difference wasn't that big a deal, actually, because I think that happens now. I think it was more I'm going to give things away, but there was an inconsistency in what they did that led to actually worse problems. If they just would have gone with the flow and stayed with the situation they were in instead of changing it and making everybody miserable. That was a part that I didn't like, that they kind of couldn't decide what they wanted to do when, in fact, and I don't know why, but so that was the part that bothered me. That they couldn't decide what they wanted to do. And then in the end, they could have decided and it would have been okay.
I didn't mind it if you take away some of like the subject matter. So it's more of like, I don't know. I didn't mind it. So I'd probably give it 7.
Well, all right then.
I can tell you're not a mother.
Yeah, probably that's it. So
but still, it still wasn't that. What it was with me is the fact that they had this relationship. Well, first of all, they had this relationship and they couldn't make up their mind. And I think if they would have made up their mind and not swayed or gone, you know, it would have been okay. But the zigging and zagging, that's what I didn't like.
Okay. All right. Well, that was Adore. All right. Our next movie was World War Z, starring Brad Pitt and some other people who don't really matter since Brad Pitt's in it. And it's about zombies or zombie-like virus or something that takes over the world and people are turning into zombies. So Brad Pitt used to work for the UN or something. And so they get him to go and try to help find out what's causing it. So that's the basic plot line. So he kind of jumps all over the world in it. We follow him around as he's trying to discover what happened. So what are our best parts?
Well, of course, the best part is Brad Pitt. He always saves the day. And he's so good looking while he does it. So, and it was a good storyline. Moved right along. So, yeah.
The best part was the, I can't think of a best part. I think that it was filmed pretty well. I think it was easy to watch. So, yeah.
My best part probably is Brad Pitt. I like him. And I thought he did well in this movie. So, and it wasn't too bad. It was kind of entertaining. It was okay. I'm not a huge zombie fan. In fact, I really don't like zombies. So, it was okay. What's your worst part?
You're not supposed to like zombies.
Yeah, but some people have that weird obsession with zombies. I just don't get it because they're gross looking and they're yucky.
Worst part. I didn't think about that part. Well, yeah, the zombies. The zombies get a little tiring after a while, jumping around and gnashing their teeth and biting people, and I get kind of tired of watching that. So, but of course they had to have them, but it was a little too much, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's true too. They're kind of distracting, but like M said, you have to have them. That's what it's all about. Maybe a little bit less. I'm not exactly sure that I wouldn't say the cure, but I guess that made sense. How they decided that they could overcome them, and it did. Yeah, I guess that made sense.
Yeah, my worst part is probably the zombies. I don't like zombies. I just don't. Not on the zombie bandwagon. So I watched it despite the fact that there's zombies in it. So, okay, what are our ratings?
I'd get a 6.5.
Boy, I'd probably get about a 6.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 6. Would you tell people to watch this?
Sure. It was entertaining.
Well, I'd say you had to feel you. If I were going to recommend it to a person, I would have to tell them that it's a particular like that you have to have. And then I'd say, if that's what you like, it's done quite well. I mean, for that genre or whatever.
For like a summer blockbuster movie, it's not too bad. Like, I'd probably say, sure, if you want to watch something some night where you don't have to think much and you want that kind of movie. It's watchable.
But we were told now that we have to be prepared. So,
is that what for what? At the end?
Oh, right. Yes. Right. Now we have to be. That the world has to be prepared. So you have to kind of, I guess, arm yourself with something.
Not necessarily for zombies, just for anything.
Yeah. Well, that kind of sounded like it to me at the very end. Like, okay.
That was a general statement. Be prepared for anything.
I know. That's what it sounded like to me, too.
So we're going to get prepared, people. Thanks, Brad Pitt, yay, for letting us know that.
Thank you, Brad.
Give it the nod.
Yes. All right. So that was World War Z. Our last movie of the evening is The Neverending Story, the classic 80s film, starring, I'm not even sure who, to tell you the truth. I should probably look. Noah Hathaway, Barrett Oliver, Gerald McRaney. And anyway, it's about a kid that reads this book that he steals from this bookstore, and it's about Atreyu, this warrior who's trying to save Fantasia, this magical world, and from the nothing, this blackness that's sweeping over the land, and he has to save the Empress. So that's the basic plot line. What are our best parts?
It was a good story. It was definitely for younger minds. The animation and stuff was, you know, really done really well, actually, considering when it was made. So I guess those would be my best parts.
Yes. I think it was done well, too. Filmed well or made well. I guess you'd say it wasn't filmed. Also, I thought the actors did a pretty good job, too.
Right. Well, this was, like, one of my favorite movies as a child. So I guess I'm a little biased. So I probably shouldn't be rating it so much because I have the memory of that. So my best part is probably like the kind of fantasy of it all. Like, you know, Falcor, the flying dragon, Atreyu, the warrior, you know, that kind of stuff. So it just has a good special place in my heart. So worst part.
The warrior character, he got a little annoying to me because he was yelling and he was waving his arms and I didn't think he really acted well. He wasn't a very good actor.
I thought that he yelled a little, yelled too much also. But other than that, I thought he did okay. He did. That he yelled too much.
Oh, okay. All right. My worst part is that it's kind of silly. And the storyline just kind of muddled together a little bit. And it's like they have all these fantasy creatures or whatever, like, that are kind of all over the place. But what is Fantasia? We don't know. Just...
story.
Just a creation of every single sort of character you could think of. That's kind of what it seems. So, I don't know. Anyway, what's our rating?
I would give it a 7 just because I wouldn't mind watching it with my grandkids. And, you know, it's one of those movies that wouldn't mind seeing again.
I'd give it a 6.5 because I thought it was done pretty well.
I'd probably give it a 7. I think that if I hadn't watched it as a child, I might not have rated it that highly. But, oh, no. I've obviously watched it more than once. So, anyway. So, would we tell people to watch this?
Yes, we would.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yeah, me too. So that was our movie day for November. Check us out on Facebook, Movie Day Ladies, our website, Movie Day Ladies, our blog. It's on the website, it's on Facebook, or on Twitter. So find us, tell us what you think about stuff. Also, we'd like to hear from you. Okay, see you next time in December.